Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning world, it's a new day.
Sometimes I'm right, and I could be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. Butcher, banker, drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people.
Time to start the show. Hope you all are having a great morning out there. Thanks for joining us on this Thursday, Friday Eve. Have your host, James, behind the mic, joined by CEO of Your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
Ooh, ooh, oh, there we go.
Good morning.
Take two. Whoa. Take two. I don't know the last time I've done that. With hands like this, I have no excuse for missing any of these
buttons. Should all be on.
I should just be able to, I have too many mics on. Terry with us. We got the band back together. It feels good to do that on a Thursday. And really like a true Friday Eve right
now. Yeah.
We got fun things lined up for you, everybody. We're going to get into the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Got that around the corner for you. We will also be touching on a couple of other fun ones. Got pumpkin spice searches. We're going to look into that. Also, fall is coming, so of course that means butter candles. I don't know what that is. I got to ask you and talk a little bit about that.
Okay.
We'll get into that one. Of course, it's a Thursday. That means we'll kick off the 10 o'clock hour with our Pet of the Week from the Southwood County Humane Society. Looking forward to that. Got a little bit of entertainment news. Want to talk about some local stuff going on as well. And we'll see if we have time for a couple of these. I got a couple of interesting ones for you, Terry, and a bunch of good stories of the day. I thought today we would put a little bit more light onto the good stories of the day, maybe share more than we usually do, get into some of that. But speaking of good stories of the day, we like to kick things off when you're with us with the United Way update. And it is go time. It is campaign season right now for y'all.
It is. So we are currently actively raising funds for, all of our efforts in the community that we support. So we help to fund 28 local programs, including our own 211 contact center. And I think, this being Suicide Awareness Day was earlier this week. Mm-hmm. And, thinking about that and the relationship that 211 might have with 988. Mm-hmm. And with and how that looks, we do encourage folks, if you need resources, you need a hand up, you need help, certainly give us a call at 211, call 988 as appropriate, reach out to those who are waiting. Yeah. Waiting to help and to be a resource. So that is one of the programs that we fund as United Way is 211, but there's also a wide variety of others, and they all fall in one of our four strategy areas. So we have, our focus is on healthy community, youth opportunity, financial security, and community resiliency. So, if you just think about that, that's really...
covers the gamut.
Yeah, and really, the very first one, healthy community, right? Like just improving life for all in our community. So the way we do that is with the dollars from the community. When everyone makes a small donation, we can have a huge impact. And so that's really where our focus is right now. We've got some events coming up that help support the campaign. Next week, Wednesday, is our annual United Way Day at McDonald's, the 53rd year.
Yeah, that's incredible.
That's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, it is.
So we encourage you to join us at McDonald's between 7 and 7 on the 17th. This is the Wisconsin Rapids location only. But that has always been a big day for us. We'll have, some fun prizes and that kind of thing. So if you just, if you come in the restaurant. I know most people do the drive-thru. If you come in the restaurant, please come say hi. Myself or another staff member will be present in the building to chat with you. Excuse me, with you about United Way. And then we flip forward 2 weeks later and we have another food event. And so that's Noodles and Company. So we'll talk about that when it gets a little closer. But these are some non-traditional ways to get involved. We are also looking for people to rake yards. So when you think about service and what that means in the community, on October 25th, we are looking for rakers, teams of individuals or teams to come forward and help us get our elderly and disabled who don't have the ability otherwise to get their yards ready for fall. So, really, again, like I said, our focus right now is on dollars because that's, that's the name of the game. And we're raising funds this fall for the 2026 programming. So, the more we raise, the more good work we can do. But another engagement opportunity is, of course, jumping in on that Day of Caring event.
Mm-hmm. We're looking forward to that. We're going to talk more and more about it as we get closer to it, but you can sign up right now if you or somebody you know has a lawn that could really use to be, you know, raked come fall, because that is coming. It's around the corner. We know it is. When it comes to people that we're willing to rake, please, all hands on deck. I'd love to see every community member that can pick up a rake able to be a part of this. That means young and old, everybody coming together on this one. It is such a cool feeling to be able to drive around town and see all those same colored shirts, seeing everybody on the same team and doing some good in this area. And we see a lot of our businesses out there. So you businesses, this is a great opportunity for you. Let's be blunt. It is a PR opportunity that you cannot put a price on. It is also a great way to help out. You get a win-win right there. Every business's favorite phrase, a win-win, doing that. We know our River Kings, our rafters get together to do these things all the time. I think that seeing schools come together doing this, you know, certain grades or classes doing it. There's so many people that can come together to be a part of that one. And when Terry's talking about, you know, being a part of these events, whether it's United Way Day at McDonald's, where McDonald's has never tasted better than knowing you're putting into right. your community. And that's saying something because Mickey D's is good. When it comes to that, you keep that in mind, because every time you're volunteering or you're donating to the United Way, maybe you're getting one of their new cool shirts that I happen to be wearing right now that is very, very comfortable.
Aren't they soft?
They're soft. So I don't know where awesome. You guys get your shirts, but they are always so soft. I've got the first one you gave me, my blue one. It's one of my favorite shirts because it's still so soft. It's great. They are great. Get those. You are investing in your community. We call it donation, but being blunt, it is an investment in your community, because they put 100% of this into us, into this community. Be a part of things. Find out more at uwswac.org. Be sure to follow them on social media and share their posts on your pages. Never know who might see them otherwise. Very excited about some of these. With the United Way Day, I did want to just take a second to, at McDonald's, I should say, compliment the local McDonald's, because 53 years, Terry, I don't want to skate past that. That's really impressive. I don't think you'll be with us before that comes up, so I wanted to hit on it, but while we had you here. Big shout out to McDonald's, of course, all the people over there, and certainly the United Way members that are going to be down there. And you guys throughout the day will be able to be down there and maybe you know, kind of tell people about some of the stuff you're doing.
For sure. I will be there the majority of the day, of course, but I'll definitely, there will always be a United Way staff person present. So again, come in, find us. We have the last couple of years, we've kind of just set up a table, you know, in mm-hmm. one of the corners, because it gives people a place to land and to come and, you know, chit chat. We all have a basket you can register to win and that kind of fun stuff. So come find us, look for the United Way banner, come say hello. And of course, I understand, again, majority of the people go through the drive-thru, but if you come in, please say hi.
Yeah, yeah. And I did want to remind everybody to sign up for their newsletter, too. It is a great resource. I found out most of this information before Terry even came in because of the newsletter, because of some of those things. It also gives you a really good breakdown of so much of what we only have a couple of moments to talk about. Even on our Rapids Report interviews, oftentimes we don't have as much time to really get in depth in some of the impact and some of the ways that the United Way is making a gigantic difference in our community. You break it down with the mission statement in many ways, and I think that gives you an idea. But I cannot encourage you enough, even if you take one of those four topics, dive in, do a deep dive on them, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about and why it's so passionate to me and my family and so many other people in this community. Find out more and get some McDonald's in your life next Wednesday, McDonald's Day. We'll talk more about that as we get closer to it. And again, uwswac.org. Be sure to follow along with your United Way over there. Great website, by the way. I liked your old website, but this one is a lot smoother. I have to admit, it is.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
We wanted to, I just like to throw some fun topics in today, especially with it being a memorable day in 9/11. And, you know, it's interesting. Michael and I on Playmakers yesterday were touching on this a little bit in a sports show, and it's a silly sports show we do, and we have fun and everything, and our audience is fantastic, and a shout out to Quality Plus Printing sponsoring it. But Michael brought something up that I had not thought of, to be honest. The first game after 9/11 was for the, you know, here locally in this state, was Green Bay versus Washington, and he remembered it so vividly, you could see it on his face. And it got me thinking, of course, about tonight's Thursday night game with Green Bay and Washington, and that cannot be a coincidence that they scheduled that on this day in particular. And reminding us of one of, I think, the bigger lessons we, or not lessons, but one of the bigger things that we got and we learned from that day. And something that I think is important every day. I don't care how good the times are, how bad the times are, that we move on. We go, we keep moving, and we keep doing it together. For those of us who are fortunate, and I do mean fortunate, to be around for that moment, because while as horrendous and horrific as it was, I believe in silver linings in life. And to this day, I've never seen our country more united. I've never seen our country like that. We proved right there that we can do that. It should not take a national tragedy for that. We can do that every day. We can be that American. We can be that way for each other. You can think what you want in your head. You don't have to like the same sports team. You don't have to like the same music. But being that type of American, we can do every day. And we proved it right there. And I will always take that with me. I have a quote from John Stewart that I read every year on this day. I'll read it at the end of the show. I'd love everybody to feel free to give us your feelings, your memories, whatever you'd like. Call up. This is a call-in show, everybody. Don't ever forget that. You guys can call in anytime you want. 715-424-2600. We'll talk about this as a group, as a country, as a community. That's what we do around here. And let's get back to some of that. Let's remember some of that. What is the greatest way to honor those we lost? Continuing to do that. I cannot think of a better way. Being that. And talking about big foods that people break records with. Because that's something we do here in America. So we do. We're proud of it. We make the biggest things of everything. But this one, we're talking about breaking records a lot lately. And there is no segue, everybody. So I'm just going to keep moving. when it comes to breaking records and everything, I started to look at this. And there was more and more of them that are happening here in the States. In fact, we have the most of them around the world. America has the most biggest pizza, biggest this and everything. Locally, and here in Wisconsin, as we talk about on the morning show here, breaking world records, how have we not thought of the biggest cheese curd? How have we not thought of this? I, for shame on everybody that has worked at this station with me, that we have not thought of this sooner. The biggest cheese curd in Wisconsin, especially if we could do that.
What do you think is the biggest one
right now? I don't know. I'm afraid to look it up because I know that somebody's already probably thought of this.
I was trying to figure out how to go bigger.
Mm. Oh, yeah. We got to do it, though. Is there a world record for biggest cheese curd? Because that's got to be something we could do. If not, because think about that, the marketing that we could do with this.
I mean, because what if it's only like a 20 pounder?
Yeah, we could beat that.
Easily
beat that.
I mean, in our cheese house? Like, really?
Yeah, right. Oh, there is no single official world's biggest cheese curd.
What?
But a Madison Mallard's 20 pound Wisconsin cheese curd, cheddar cheese curd was up for auction in 2019, apparently.
Weird that it was 20 pounds. Mm, I was literally just pulling that
you were
out of
just
the
that's wild. The auction, Baron Breeden set a competitive eating record by consuming 5 pounds of cheese curds. I ain't doing that, although I love cheese curds. I bet you I probably could do at least half of that. I don't know if I can get to 5 pounds, but I can put down some cheese curds. I do like
that. That's a lot.
I don't know if I want to break that one. But I do like the idea. But we got to make
I'd be more worried about the after effect.
I think I'm heading over to Rudolph after this. I'm going to start talking to some of the people over there. So like, hey,
they don't make them anymore.
Oh, we'll figure it out.
You have to go. You know, you can go on the other end, right? Other end of the county. Go to Nasonville Dairy.
There we go. Yeah. As long as it's local. We will come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. More local coming up on the morning show at WFHR. It's a celebration. Got to get that in there. You have to. It's legal. We're not going to get in trouble. It's time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club, everybody. One of our favorite parts of the day, we get to celebrate you and talk about our good friends at El Cafe. Treat yourself. Get on over there today, everybody. Check out some of the great things that they got in that menu at elcafewi.com. And, of course, keep in mind this Friday, they got a very special fish fry going on where they're going to be raising funds for the Port Edwards Elementary School.
That's awesome.
Head on over there, especially if you have not gotten to check out this fish fry yet. It is getting more and more popular every Friday. From 4 to 8 this Friday, sales from the fish fry will go to help out the Port Edwards Elementary School District. So a shout out to them for that. Appreciate our friends at El Cafe, not only sponsoring this segment, but it feels like every other week we're talking about them doing something like this in the community. Really appreciate that. Support them like they support us, and get some great food, by the way, everybody. I don't mention that nearly enough, how great the darn food is over
there. The food is fabulous.
Incredible.
I've enjoyed it. I think I've probably been there 4 or 5 times, but every time.
Great stuff. Check it out and follow them on social media, El Cafe. We appreciate our friends over there and wish them a good morning. And we love your birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Keep getting them to us. You can email us, info@WFHR.com, direct message us on our Facebook pages. And of course, you can call on up 715-424-2600. Call up, join the conversation through the Civic Media app, or you can text it to us. We'll include that. Texting's fine. Go ahead and get it to us however you need to. Terry, I need a 1 or a 2.
2.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. And looking at our list today, first off, got some in-house birthdays we want to celebrate. Pam's oldest nephew, Stephen Fache, out of Shiocton, celebrating a birthday.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy, Stephen. Hope it's a good day for you. And celebrating their 54th anniversary. This is kind of funny. We were just talking about him yesterday on Playmakers. A happy 54th anniversary to Terry and Terry Steak.
Happy anniversary, guys.
Over in beautiful Lake Tomahawk right now, I imagine, and hopefully enjoying their day and enjoying their anniversary. Obviously, Terry Steak, Terry with a Y, legend at this station, legend in this area, legend in the industry. I could ramble about Terry forever. I'm pretty sure I have a number of times, to his chagrin, I'm sure. But Terry, we don't get to talk about very much, and she's just as amazing and just as awesome as him, and he would be the first to tell you that. I hope you guys enjoy your anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
We want to wish a very happy birthday to Dan Greenwood.
Happy birthday, Dan.
Dan, help enjoy your day, man. Dan, of course, over at Images and Ink, my very first tattoo, my first ink, along with some other work on me. I carry around with me of Dan. I advertise for him all the time. I hope you have a great day, man. Enjoy your day, Dan. Hope it's a good one. And you're looking for ink, Images and Ink, a great, amazing place to go to. Enjoy the day, man. And a happy 32nd anniversary to our qualifiers, Rick and Kim Copleen.
Happy anniversary.
I hope you guys have a great one. Rick and Kim, enjoy. We wish you a great one. Am I saying that right? Yeah, Terry, it's bugging me. Is it Copleen or Copeland?
I think.
Copleen?
I think so.
Yeah. It's bad when even Pam gives me the
phonetic spelling.
Phonetic spelling, and I still mess it up. That's how bad it is.
No, I think what you're saying follows the phonetic spelling okay, there. So we gotta be close.
I don't trust, because of the dyslexia, I don't trust my brain.
We've gotta be close.
Yeah. We definitely got you guys as our qualifiers. Rick and Kim, celebrate your 32nd and ramble to everybody that you're our qualifiers. And be listening at the beginning of the month. You might have an opportunity to win some free El Cafe food. We'd be listening for that. We take a look at our celebrity list here, and Charles Kelly is 44, Lady A singer and songwriter. His older brother Josh Kelly is also a singer in the band. Charles has a Grammy, but Josh is married to Katherine Heigl. I didn't know that. Charles Kelly is celebrating a birthday. Also, Ludacris, another rapper, singer, songwriter, musician, I should say, just musician. 48 years old for Ludacris. Certainly, that's a little wild to me too. Yeah, even if you don't know music that well or hip hop or anything like that, I think by now you might know who Ludacris is. I'm not saying he's a household name, but because of doing the State Farm ads and some of that,
I think it's more that. No, I'm not even thinking of the name of the song, but there's that rap song, and like they name off every single popular rapper at the time.
Yeah, and he's
if nothing that, else, you know his name from that.
Maybe and well played by him with a name that is rememberable. And all that. So I mentioned him. And then Harry Connick Jr. is 58.
Oh, I love Harry Connick Jr.
Really one of the original new wave of crooners and guys that chose to do that. I mean, Harry Connick Jr. with that voice could have been a pop star. Easily been a pop star. He found a style of music he loved. He is a New Orleans, a huge, not only lover of New Orleans and proud New Orleans member, but somebody who's done a lot for that city and that area.
I actually like his movies, too.
He's a good actor. He's good. I like him. He's a good actor. Very talented human being. And Moby is 60 today. So all three of those musicians, or four musicians, I think we covered almost every music genre right. with them. Celebrating all those those birthdays. Virginia Madison is 64 today, too. Congressman Hokenstein in Designated Survivor. She was in Candyman and Dune, some other stuff. Very good actor. Let's see here. Tommy Shaw is 72 of Styx. So another musician in there. A lot of musicians today. Because also Mickey Hart is 82. Grateful Dead original drummer. Grateful Dead original drummer Mickey Hart. A ton of different musicians. John Moss of Culture Club. He was the drummer on Culture Club. So two drummers there.
Wow.
Culture Club, 80s. Boy George. That's it. I'm like, why do I know Culture Club? I was thinking of Boy George. That's it.
Really?
Well, he was a part of the band. That's
kind of
it.
Chameleon? How do you block that out?
It took me a minute. I know. It took me a minute. I lose my 80s card on that one. And Brian De Palma is 85, director of so many amazing movies. One of the most accomplished directors of all time. Carrie, Dressed to Kill, Mission Impossible, Carlito's Way, The Untouchables, Scarface. I mean, just I could keep on rambling about Brian De Palma movies. He's one of those directors that has so many good movies that when people ask, well, what's your favorite De Palma movie? Like, I don't know. They're all great. I couldn't decide. I don't know. They're incredible. He's so good, he got me to like a Kevin Costner movie. Like, that's how good he is. It's one of the few times, like...
Did he hide it from the, like, headlines and stuff of the movie so you didn't know who it was going
to
be?
Because Costner has it in his contracts that he has to have his name ahead of the title and all this. You can't avoid him. But I did think that The Untouchables was a very good movie. Very good movie. Sean Connery, man, that movie, he's worth it alone. Very happy birthdays and anniversaries to everybody out there celebrating. And we really cannot encourage you enough to get us more of your local birthdays and anniversaries. We want to make sure that the segment is a solid one. So I like to include celebrity birthdays and we have some fun with those. But we would love to spend the whole 10 minutes on all of you. We'd like that. And we can only do it if you get us your birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Get them to us. Again, email us info@WFHR.com. You can always direct message us on our Facebook pages. I usually take a glance at my phone before the beginning of every segment so I can see if there's anything like that. And of course you can call up during this segment, during the whole show. You call up next hour at this time, we'll include it, we'll throw you in there. I mean, let's be honest, Pam makes the rules, and Pam is really nice. She's really sweet. So you're probably going to get in there and everything. So get us those birthdays and anniversaries so we can celebrate with you, everybody. You can also call or text us through the Civic Media app. And a big shout out to our friends at El Cafe. Get on over there today, everybody. Get some El Cafe in your life. We'll come back after our news, sports, and entertainment break, take care of our partners, and have some more fun. Terry and I are going to dive into the pumpkin spice searches, see how high those are going. Well, coming up on the morning show, WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. 80s vibe today as Terry is in with us.
I have a lot of power.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
I'm thankful. Like that.
I'm thankful you've never realized in all these years how much power you have. We got to get to some fun stuff today that I wanted to talk about. But I did I want to pull an audible real quick because for two mornings in a row, and I don't remember the last time this happened, there is a family of albino deer that live near my folks' house. And a lot of people that live near or work in the industrial park probably are familiar with them. The family's been there for years over that way. There's one that's just gigantic. It's one of the biggest deer I've ever seen, let alone albino deer. But the last two mornings have seen these deer, at least one of these deer, and I just feel like that's a good feeling, I don't know about good signs. I'm not sure how much my realistic brain believes in that stuff, but I do believe in like good starts to the day and good vibes, and I do think there's something to that.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny when our girls were little, like we'd see them and I'd be like, oh, I'd slow the car down, you know, I'd be like, you guys, white deer, and then, you know, as they continue, the herd gets bigger and whatever, mm-hmm. You know, and so then I would do it and they'd be like, just keep going, yeah, you yeah. know. So just the other night we happened to, three of the four of us were in the car together, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, four white deer, you know, and I'm like hammering on the brakes that they just, I get the, you know, the groan, the
they'll
eye
come
roll.
Back around. They'll yeah. come back around to it. They get older, they'll come
it
back around
It is funny,
to
though.
So we've got pumpkin spice everything now. Like, literally, I believe that it's harder probably to find a product that doesn't have a pumpkin spice version of it than not.
That's true.
So Google says searches for pumpkin spice just hit an all-time high. just when I thought that maybe the trend might be fading or a little bit or anything, nope. Apparently, it is higher than it's ever been. They always peak in September, but we're searching for pumpkin spice stuff more than we ever have. Searches for pumpkin spice near me also hit an all-time high. Florida and New Mexico are Googling her the most. They looked at some of the top pumpkin spice products we have been searching over the past month. The top trending products overall are pumpkin spice floor cleaner.
Ew.
Just let that sit there for a second.
All right.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
I just don't know about that.
But if it just contributes, okay, I might be on board with that.
Yeah.
Maybe not pumpkin spice, but other scented, because sometimes I walk in my house and I'm like, ugh, I wish it would just smell warm and cozy in here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I feel like that would contribute to it.
Okay, I've got a couple of these for you, and I have one of them that I will be shocked if you're okay with. pumpkin spice lotion. I think that's expected.
I mean, I'm not going to wear it, but yes.
No, I wouldn't want it, but I get it. Pumpkin spice brooms. Okay, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I could see, it doesn't seem that far fetched. It does seem like actually at least a more original idea than some, like lotion or something
True.
Like that. Pumpkin spice toilet paper. No. I'm not worried about the smell of the toilet paper.
So I'm guessing
just softness.
There must be scented toilet paper, huh?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, I guess I don't buy it and I don't pay attention.
I've never thought about it.
I literally always buy the exact same brand.
Mm-hmm.
Even if, you know, like if I went to get some and that brand was gone, I'd go somewhere else to get it. So,
exactly.
So I don't pay same attention here. To if there is scented.
Yeah.
But it's probably not so far-fetched.
If this is a thing, and it's been a thing like since the 70s, I've missed it completely. The scented toilet paper, I've completely missed this. it is my blind spot of all blind spots, apparently, because I'm like you. I find the type of brand I like, sticking with it. Yep, I don't need to change. This stuff is just fine. It's working very good. It's great. So yeah, I don't know. I'm out on that one. But pumpkin spice trash bags, too. Like, that's the last one I got here.
Scented trash bags, those I've seen. And I think, you know, the person who buys our supplies at work, I think sometimes scented ones make their way in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the fence about it.
It depends.
Because usually, again, to me, it's overpowering.
That or it mixes with the garbage smell, and I don't need that. I don't need pumpkin spice smelling garbage. I don't need that. That is not good. That doesn't seem like something I need in the house at all. But there are ones that do work pretty good with the scent.
I have to say, if my garbage smells, it just goes out right away.
Yeah.
I'm kind of finicky about some things like that.
No, I don't need it to be full to take out the garbage.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Exactly. You know what I would like is, and they probably have these too. Mm. I would take a pumpkin spice or any spice, any kind of fall warm scented vacuum cleaner bag. Because when I turn on my vacuum, it smells like dog. I mean, our dog doesn't even really smell, but you know what I mean? Like,
no,
it's
that's
just
a good one.
Like,
all right, that's
like
a good
I would
one.
Take that.
I like that. I like that
for my vacuuming pleasure.
I'll take. I love this. I love this. You just helped out a bunch of marketing people who've been up all night trying to come up with new
I'm
pumpkin
sure it
spice
already
items.
Exists.
It's probably something like that. There might be. You know. Now I gotta look. You know, I gotta look. Now I gotta look. Pumpkin spice. Vacuum bags. Now, and of course, I misspelled vacuum. I'll be honest with everybody. I misspelled vacuum. Hefty Ultra Strong Cinnamon Pumpkin Spice Trash Bags.
Oh.
Those are trash bags, though. What about vacuum bags? I'm not seeing vacuum bags. We might be onto something there. Oh. Scented satchels they have. Oh boy, there is literally everything. They've thought of everything, but apparently vacuum bags. That's just the one thing they haven't thought of. This does remind me when I was in California, and there are so many coffee places in California, all up and down the state. And Will and I, my roommate and comedic buddy that I was working with at the time, we just trying different coffee shops. We go into one around this time of year, and they're promoting, and they're, you know, this is almost 15 some years ago and stuff. So this is the beginnings of that real big craze of pumpkin spice. And it sounded good, but I was not trying to be funny. I wanted to order a pumpkin spice, and you can hold the spice. And the barista looked at me with this confusion. I've never seen this look on somebody's face of like, you know what they pay me, right? Like, what are you doing to me, man?
And it was probably a little, do you know how much garbage I take from people? Yeah, you know, I want a skinny latte with four blah, blah, blah. You know, like, and then you're like, yeah, I'll take pumpkin spice, no spice.
He could not have been more unprofessional with me.
Can't believe he didn't get bounced.
And I don't blame him because it was so early in the morning and all I wanted was my coffee.
It's a package deal. Pumpkin spice.
Turns out. Yeah. Spoiler alert. Yeah. You got to have both. But in my defense, they didn't serve regular coffee.
Is there a defense?
No. Not for me, usually. Usually for me? No. No. The top pumpkin spice apparel items are pumpkin spice PJs, sweatshirts that say pumpkin spice and everything nice. Pumpkin spice PJs.
What does that even mean?
I'm hoping, I don't know, but I'm hoping that they are just, they look like pumpkin spice. They have say pumpkin spice,
so they're like
something
orangey,
like that.
Yeah, reddish,
they don't
brownish.
Actually smell like it.
What if they do?
Well, then that may be a bigger problem for pumpkin spice underwear, because that seems like a problem. I don't know why. I don't know what. I haven't looked into this subject enough, but yeah, I don't know.
You know what? Save your money. Mm. Off the underwear and just like wash your clothes.
Yeah,
just,
it seems like a much
just
better
be clean
idea.
And fresh.
Add that into your schedule. Get that in there. Somehow to shoehorn that in there doing laundry. You don't need the pumpkin spice underwear. Pumpkin spice purses. Again,
what does that mean?
I want to know, do they smell like pumpkin spice or just look like it it on there or something?
You know? What does it mean?
Yeah. It means.
I feel like it smells like that. Or taste like that if it's a food thing. But
I would think it's got to smell like it. Otherwise, you can't just say that it's, everybody is doing it. Because, again, there is something, everything for pumpkin spice.
Yeah.
Weirdest pumpkin spice things. That's the one I wanted to look up. That's my wheelhouse.
You're brave.
Really, throwing that into your search engine, that is a little bit... This shows how little I do things like that.
Actually,
didn't even cross my mind.
You know, put it in and then let's talk tomorrow about what all popped up for you for the rest of the day.
Yeah. I'll talk about that with you and probably Chuck as he's asking me, hey, James. Okay, so there is pumpkin spice Spam. I think we've touched on that
before. Yeah, I think we have.
Pumpkin spice hummus. I don't know. I don't know about that one. Pumpkin spice pickles. That feels like almost wrong to the pickle. Like, the pickle didn't do anything wrong.
Isn't that strange?
That seems like a little bit much. There is a pumpkin spice deodorant, hand soap, and even pet shampoo.
So, okay, yeah. I would say I'm aware of all of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think any of those really surprise me. Pumpkin spice gum. I don't know if I've heard of that one. It's not shocking, but I don't know if I've heard of that one.
I don't know either, but I can say that does not appeal to me at all.
Pumpkin spice Oreos are okay. They're not bad. Those weren't too bad. They weren't spicy, though. They tasted more like pumpkin to me.
For me.
That was ages ago.
The Oreo lover.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is like the only boughten cookie that I love. Mm-hmm. You cannot do anything to it. Don't flavor it and do not change the color.
I have tried so many different types of Oreos, and I always come back to the original. There's a mocha one. There's a Java mocha one. I love coffee-flavored things. That's really good, but I can only eat like three or four of them.
And the cream is not white. It's not right.
Yeah.
It is not right.
No, I'm with you. I always come back to the original, too.
Double stuff.
And a pumpkin spice wine and dog treats.
I've had pumpkin spice wine, and I've had both cold and then one that's meant to be warm, served warm. Hmm. Not just room temperature, but actually like warm, like a cider kind of.
Sure.
They're both good. There's different pumpkin fall flavored wines that I think are good.
In even the coffee version, I don't mind so much, but I actually think that I enjoy more of the, like, because this is me, of course, in my palate. I enjoy like the gas station version of it, where it's not really coffee, it's just liquid.
It's not
cappuccino ones or whatever,
and where it's not so overwhelming.
I like the pumpkin. I'm just not in on the spice part, unless they, it's just a touch of spice. You don't need that much. I feel like a lot of the places I go, it's overdone with spice.
I do have to say, though, I'm not a big flavored coffee person.
Yeah.
I just like hot black coffee, usually decaf. But I will say that Quick Trip has really good pumpkin spice coffee.
Yeah, yeah.
Just that's, out of that's the, what I like, was thinking of. Just the plain, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, just, it doesn't need anything else mm-hmm. in it. It does, in my opinion. Like, I think it's good. It's subtle enough, although I do kind of sometimes knock it down with half, like, I'll put half decaf and then half the flavored. Yeah.
I like to put a dab of milk in my coffee. It helps with the heat as well.
I
mean,
if I put something in it, it's going to be heavy cream.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, knowing you, yeah, man.
Or butter.
Oh, there you go. Just half a stick of butter.
Butter in it, but I would. Yeah, wouldn't that be funny?
That'd be
like
hilarious.
You go and you've got like a stick of butter that you're stirring your coffee with.
I want to stroll in here one morning and just see you just casually with a stick of butter.
Do it. You know that.
Please do. We will take a quick time out, come back, and wrap up the first hour of the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. You cannot find many people that are more Italian than I am, but there is something about Scottish bagpipes, Terry, that will make me stop in my tracks every
Agree.
Time.
Agree.
Every time. We got a good one here for you, and we're talking butter candles. I don't know what that is. If you're a big social media junkie, you may remember the butter candle phenomenon that swept the internet a few years back. If you don't, no worries. It's coming back around. A woman on TikTok is reminding the internet that it's almost fall, so everyone should start planning for their butter candles. Basically, you just freeze butter into a mold with a wick. Then when you are having a gathering, you could put out a sourdough roll with a notch cut out of the middle for the frozen butter candle.
What?
So,
I'm
okay.
Lost.
Yeah, okay. So, go through this again here.
Your candle holder
get a stick of butter. You freeze that with a wick in it.
But why?
And I don't know who's got wicks just laying around or anything, but apparently with a wick in it. Then when you are having people over, apparently, you can put out a sourdough roll with a middle cut out, and then you put the candle in the middle, the butter candle, and it melts. I mean, okay, I guess.
I don't really get it. Then you eat it, or it's decoration?
Then you light the candle. The buttered bread is coming your way. So the bread, it melts onto the bread. There are a lot of shaken people in the comments, so there were a lot of people looking for as much clarification as we are. For starters, you should use a food-grade wick, which is made from hemp-coated in beeswax. That seems pretty major. Seems like something that should definitely be included in that one. They're fairly common. You can get them at most places. Apparently. I've never heard of them before this moment right now, but apparently they are common. You can find them in a lot of places.
Okay.
I would ask our friends at Family Natural Foods.
I've never heard of this.
Me neither.
Butter is a food group. How have I not heard of this?
You were just talking about butter. You were just, you know, yeah. Also, they don't show a lot of videos of what this is like to actually eat. So be prepared for this to look and sound awesome, then be maybe disappointed by the food. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
The best comment is, maybe I'll try this in maybe I'll try this instead of the traditional stuff. I don't know. You never know. Somebody might like it.
I mean, it's a conversation piece at a minimum.
There you go. There's that. Yeah. If you're really bad at conversation, here you go. You don't want to talk about the weather.
There's also, I mean, I get it. It's probably fine, but to me, there's something weird about like the flame melting that butter and then eating it. I don't know why. I mean, there's plenty of things that I guess you just assume there's like an accelerant, which there's not. But you know what I mean? Like when you think of, I don't know.
So I will admit, any food that they set on fire in a restaurant always seemed cool to me.
Me too.
You know, I've always wanted to try something like that, be at a restaurant like
Bananas
that.
Foster or something, like a dessert and all of a sudden they're like,
I almost don't even care if I eat it or not. I just want to do it so other people have to see it happen.
There is a killer Spanish coffee, which is alcohol, but they, at a local establishment where they will put the, it has to be really high proof vodka, and they'll put it in the glass first. They'll rim the top with sugar, and then they'll put the vodka in, and then they use a kitchen torch and light it on fire, which caramelizes the sugar up around the. It is so good.
That does sound pretty darn good.
So see, another thing that's torched, so to speak.
I can't think of, but hot ice cream or ice cream served on like a warm, you know, thing. I like that too. That's pretty good. So I feel like I'd try.
I mean,
It seems like it'd be, you know, if anything, it might be kind of cool just to do. And like you said, it actually, you know, although kidding is, it is, we're kidding, it would be a bit of a conversation.
I mean, it totally would be. I'm of course in the minority here. Start throwing tomatoes at me, but I'm not a huge lover of sourdough.
Oh, me neither. It's like the one bread I'm not really big on. I don't even understand why I'm not either, because I'm such a bread person.
My kids love bread. And they like grilled cheese made on, you know, sourdough instead of just like regular white bread. But I don't know what it is.
I couldn't even put my finger on it, but there's something about it I've never been too big on. But so maybe a different type of bread I would try. That they kind of lost me on the sourdough. I'm with you too. I love butter. I love butter and bread. It's a wonderful, wonderful combination. I don't know if I need to go through all this for that though. I don't know. I feel like you really may have hit on something there. As much as you were kidding around, it may just be, you know, I don't know what to talk to these people about.
Light a stick of butter on fire.
This has got to fill like 20 minutes of time, right? This has got to fill some time.
Well, and then they'll eat it. Then, you know, if they don't like it.
If they don't like it, it's a mutual, nobody likes it. Then you can talk about that. That's another 20 minutes. There you go. You're halfway there, everybody. You know, your dinner party's almost done.
I'm quite curious. Now I have to find one of these wicks, though.
I don't have, like, my imagination is waits for me to be awake. When I'm asleep, I have the most boring darn dreams there are. Half the time, they're practically in black and white. And I'm, like, going to get a drink of water, and that's it. Like, they're just very, I cannot stress how boring my dreams are. I had a dream once, ages ago, and it actually came back, like, twice I had it. It wasn't the same dream, but very similar, where I was hosting a dinner party. And it was one of those ones where, like, Jerry Lewis was hosting it. Like, everything that could go wrong did go wrong. And I was the only person, like, it was my home. I was cooking. I was doing all these things. Like, I don't know why. And the guests could not have been more upset. Like, and I didn't recognize any of these people. It wasn't like, oh, there's my mom, there's my dad or anything. No, just complete strangers that were just having it out on me. But I seemed to be, like, it was a funny dream, even though the joke was on me. Like, it wasn't like a nightmare. It was more of just kind of like, oh, this, what could go wrong? And, you know, I'm slipping and sliding on a tomato or something. I don't know. Guinness World Records, where we're going to get to here. And I think this is an interesting one. A Guinness World Record breaker from Spain defeated one of his own titles by running 328 feet backwards in 16.55 seconds while wearing high heels. Christian Roberto Lopez Rodriguez. That is a name. Christian
burning a stick of butter.
Yeah, now we need to break that record. There we go. We could break every one of these records just holding a stick of butter.
That,
yeah,
right?
Just put that in there. I love it. He broke this record fastest 100 meters backwards in high heels, which had previously been 20 some seconds. So we beat it by almost 4 whole seconds.
Oh my gosh.
He did this as a part of an appearance on a Spanish TV series, La Noche de los Recordos. That's a cool title too, by the way. The record keeping organization rules for the record require Rodriguez's shoes to have heels of at least 2.76 inches and no wider than 0.59 inches at the tip. I have no idea what I just said. No idea.
I want to just know why he was in the heels in the first place.
Yeah.
How does this start?
Now they've got records for all of these, though. They've got records for in flip-flops, balancing a pool cue on one finger and doing this, meters on a space hopper, eggs on a spoon. What about doing it while playing the spoons?
I could do that.
Yeah. I could do that. I play a mean pair of spoons.
Remember
I'm
that?
Telling you.
Remember when you learned that? Oh, I was in elementary school.
Oh, yes.
And I feel like it was like a visiting artist or musician or like, you know, like a Tom Pease or somebody.
Right.
And all of a sudden, they're playing the spoons. You're like, wait a minute.
Oh, that was an amazing feeling as a kid when you put two spoons together and learned that if you can clack them. That's a fantastic feeling. That has got to be one of the more universal things for kids. Like, I don't care what generation you grew up in, where you grew up. A lot of us experience that.
But it was, I don't know, it's something I learned at school. Like, it's not something not that I didn't learn at school, but I'm just saying, like, it's not something my parents or grandparents or somebody showed us.
Same. Yeah. I don't believe it was a relative or anything like that. It was definitely in school. Might have been a classmate that showed me or something. I don't know, but it was definitely something. I'm pretty sure it was something like you're talking about, where it was somebody who came in to, you know, play music.
Yeah, like they pulled us all, or they pulled us all in the gym, and there was
What came first, that or the recorder? I wonder.
That recorder is like.
I gotta look into this. I do this all the time. I come up with these things, and I'm like, well, who invented the recorder? I mean, where did that begin?
It may teach some skills. I do get that. And some tones and that kind of thing, but as a parent, the recorder is awful.
So I don't know the history of the recorder, but I feel very confident saying it was not made by a parent.
Oh.
maybe it was.
But I mean, maybe.
I feel like maybe not. Maybe not. If you want to break Rodriguez's record here, you're going to have to get under 16 seconds. Good luck with that one, everybody. And I would recommend doing it with not the heels that he's wearing. Because these, I don't know anything about shoes, really. And I definitely don't know anything about heels. But that is just painful to me.
I mean, smart on him to wear the socks, then he's not getting blisters.
I will say,
it's not a great look though.
If I had legs built of steel like this man does, I probably wouldn't be afraid of any record. Like my legs are one of the only things that are in shape on me, really. He's, that good. And well, I can't compare to this guy.
He's not getting any calls from a fashion house on that one.
No. He's not getting any marketing deals, that is for sure. He's got to hold on to that record breaking money.
Maybe for the socks. I mean, it really makes them stick out.
Now, there you go. Now, that is something I would like to do.
Being a sock model?
Yes. I would do that. I love socks. And I like them limited when it's winter, when I need them and stuff. Otherwise, I'll be barefoot. But I got clown shoes for feet, Terry.
Have you tried Bombas?
I should be taking advantage of this. What?
Have you tried any Bombas socks?
No, I've been wanting to. I heard they're great. I've been wanting to try those. We're going to kick off the 10 o'clock hour with our friend Denise and our Pet of the Week from the Southland County Humane Society. We're looking forward to that. You can get a preview and find out more right now. Go to swchs.com. Be sure to find out more about our Southwood County Humane Society and be sure to follow them on social media. Terry and I will be back with more show coming up right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.